Senate will come to order. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, would you inquire the Secretary if we have a message from the Governor? And if we, if there are appointments, would you waive the, have the reading be waived and printed in the Journal?
We do have messages from the Governor. No objection, the reading will be waived and they will be printed in the Journal.
Mr. President?
I'm sorry. Okay, Secretary, please forward, please send those appointments to the Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, I object to the Senate go to order of business of first reading of pre-filed bills.
First reading of pre-filed bills.
Senate Bill number 485, introduced by Senator Roop. An act relating to elementary and secondary education, Senate Bill 486, introduced by Senator Roop. An act relating to campaign finance, Senate Bill 487, introduced by Senator Roop. An act relating to campaign finance, Senate Bill 488, introduced by Senator Lauger. An act relating to prohibited acts by members of the General Assembly, Senate Bill 489, introduced by Senator Lauger. An act relating to judge disqualification, Senate Bill 490, introduced by Senator Lauger. An act relating to unlawful employment practices, Senate Bill 491, introduced by Senator Justice. An act for the sole purpose of restricting the Missouri Criminal Code, Senate Bill 492, introduced by Senator Pierce. An act relating to state funding for public institutions of higher education, Senate Bill 493, introduced by Senator Pierce. An act relating to elementary and secondary education, Senate Bill 497, introduced by Senator Pierce. An act relating to higher education, Senate Bill 495, introduced by Senator Schmidt. An act relating to elementary and secondary education, Senate Bill 496, introduced by Senator Schmidt. An act relating to a deduction for business income, Senate Bill 497, introduced by Senator Schmidt. An act relating to income taxes, Senate Bill 498, introduced by Senator Schaefer. An act relating to health benefit exchange navigators, Senate Bill 499, introduced by Senator Kevney. An act relating to qualified spousal trusts, Senate Bill 500, introduced by Senator Kevney. An act relating to non-contest clauses, Senate Bill 501, introduced by Senator Kevney. An act relating to the confidentiality between a trustee and an attorney, Senate Bill 502, introduced by Senator Schaaf. An act relating to breastfeeding, Senate Bill 503, introduced by Senator Schaaf. An act relating to protective headgear for operation of enclosed three-wheel vehicles, Senate Bill 504, introduced by Senator Munslinger. An act relating to the availability of proposed rules of the Internet, Senate Bill 505, introduced by Senator Munslinger. An act relating to the distribution of funds from the Gaming Commission Fund, Senate Bill 506, introduced by Senator Munslinger. An act relating to agriculture, Senate Bill 507, introduced by Senator Dixon. An act relating to vaccines in certain public offices, Senate Bill 508, introduced by Senator Parson. An act relating to health exchange navigator licensing, Senate Bill 509, introduced by Senator Krause. An act relating to income taxes, Senate Bill 510, introduced by Senator Krause. An act relating to disqualification from unemployment benefits, Senate Bill 511, introduced by Senator Krause. An act relating to voter photo identification, Senate Bill 512, introduced by Senator Lamping. An act relating to ethics, Senate Bill 513, introduced by Senator Lamping. An act relating to an income tax credit for dependent children, Senate Bill 514, introduced by Senator Lamping. An act relating to the Common Core State Standards Initiative, Senate Bill 515, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal. An act relating to the Commissioner of Education, Senate Bill 516, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal. An act relating to elementary and secondary education, Senate Bill number 517, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal. An act relating to charter school sponsors, Senate Bill 518, introduced by Senator Sater. An act relating to Missouri Health Net Managed Care Services, Senate Bill 519, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to the required waiting period for before having an abortion. Senate Bill 520, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to leave for public employees. Senate Bill 521, introduced by Senator Emery, an act relating to elementary and secondary education. Senate Bill 522, introduced by Senator Emery, an act relating to virtual schools. Senate Bill 523, introduced by Senator Emery, an act relating to the use of radio frequency identification technology in school districts. Senate Bill 524, introduced by Senator Cunningham, an act relating to benefits for elected county officials. Senate Bill 525, introduced by Senator Cunningham, an act relating to the preparation of food for a charitable purpose. Senate Bill 526, introduced by Senator Cunningham, an act relating to a database for workers' compensation claims. Senate Bill 527, introduced by Senator Wallingford, an act relating to the designation of Medical Radiation Safety Awareness Day. Senate Bill 528, introduced by Senator Wallingford, an act relating to professional applications containing Social Security numbers. And Senate Bill 529, introduced by Senator Wallingford, an act relating to the payment of public works projects. Senate Bill 530, introduced by Senator Libla, an act relating to termination of parental rights. Senate Bill 531, introduced by Senator Nasheed, an act relating to the minimum wage. Senate Bill 532, introduced by Senator Nasheed, an act relating to medical and educational consent laws. Senate Bill 533, introduced by Senator Nasheed, an act relating to the labeling of genetically modified food. Senate Bill 534, introduced by Senator Sifton, an act relating to elementary and secondary education. Senate Bill 535, introduced by Senator Sifton, an act relating to student transportation. Senate Bill 536, introduced by Senator Sifton, an act relating to banning lobbyist gifts. Senate Bill 537, introduced by Senator Roop, an act relating to regulating the business of insurance. Senate Bill 538, introduced by Senator Kevney, an act relating to early childhood education. Senate Bill 539, introduced by Senator Kevney, an act relating to early childhood education. Senate Bill 540, introduced by Senator Kevney, an act relating to seatbelts. Senate Bill 541, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to property tax credit. Senate Bill 542, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to non-recourse consumer legal lending. Senate Bill 543, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to agriculture land values. Senate Bill 544, introduced by Senator Lamping, an act relating to the use of sales and use tax revenues for transportation. Senate Bill 545, introduced by Senator Lamping, an act relating to elementary and secondary education. Senate Bill 546, introduced by Senator Lamping, an act relating to prohibiting governments from compelling individuals to purchase health insurance and participate in healthcare systems. Senate Bill 547, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to the calculation of weighted average daily attendance. Senate Bill number 548, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to firearms. Senate Bill 549, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to weapons. Senate Bill 550, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to retirement benefit forfeiture. Senate Bill 551, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to the offense of unlawful internet communication with a minor. Senate Bill 552, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to alimony and maintenance. Senate Bill 553, introduced by Senator Emery, an act relating to the requirement of a telephone tracking system for certain home and community-based providers. Senate Bill 554, introduced by Senator Cunningham, an act relating to holidays. Senate Bill 555, introduced by Senator Nasheed, an act relating to ethics. Senate Bill 556, introduced by Senator Nasheed, an act relating to public safety. Senate Bill 557, introduced by Senator Nasheed, an act relating to community improvement districts. Senate Bill 558, introduced by Senator Sifton, an act relating to Missouri Homestead Preservation Act. Senate Bill 559, introduced by Senator Sifton, an act relating to maternity health insurance coverage. Senate Bill 560, introduced by Senator Sifton, an act relating to school anti-bullying policies. Senate Bill 561, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to hobby firework manufacturing. Senate Bill 562, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to violence prevention education in elementary and secondary schools. Senate Bill 563, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to workplace violence. Senate Bill 564, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to long-term care facilities. Senate Bill 565, introduced by Senator Nasheed, an act relating to reporting requirements for lost or stolen firearms. Senate Bill 566, introduced by Senator Sifton, an act relating to the reporting of data and scores of neglected children and delinquent children. Senate Bill 567, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to adult daycare programs. Senate Bill 568, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to workplace development. Senate Bill 569, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to the licensing of clinical laboratory science personnel. Senate Bill 570, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to unauthorized and unlawfully present aliens. Senate Bill 571, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to the Residential Electronic Products Recycling and Reuse Act. Senate Bill 572, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to the Missouri Indoor Clean Air Act. Senate Bill 573, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to the Special Road Rock Fund. Senate Bill 574, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to an alternative fuel tax credit. Senate Bill 575, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to the existence of certain committees. Senate Bill 576, introduced by Senator Krause, withdrawn. Senate Bill 577, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to tax credits. Senate Bill 578, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to county political party committees. Senate Bill 579, introduced by Senator Holzman, an act relating to the use of solar energy systems in certain planned communities. Senate Bill number 580, introduced by Senator Krause, relating to the process for establishing candidates' names on ballots. Senate Bill 581, introduced by Senator Roop, relating to the authority of certain sewer districts to request voter approval of a fee for the repair of lateral sewer services line. Senate Bill 582, introduced by Senator Roop, relating to the amount of assets an applicant is allowed to have to qualify for Missouri Health Net benefits. Senate Bill 583, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to the evidentiary standard for proving non-economic damages in medical malpractice cases. Senate Bill 584, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to sales tax on places of amusement, entertainment, recreation, games, and athletic events. Senate Bill 585, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to the awarding of punitive damages. Senate Bill 586, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to the insurance of state license plates, the issuance of state license plates. Senate Bill 587, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to automated traffic enforcement systems. Senate Bill 588, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to registration of motor vehicles or trailers upon transfer of sale. Senate Bill 589, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to a statutory cause of action against healthcare providers. Senate Bill 590, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to the inspection of lodging establishments. Senate Bill 591, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to beef commodity merchandising program fees. Senate Bill 592, introduced by Senator Sater, withdrawn. Senate Bill 593, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to nonpartisan elections. Senate Bill 594, introduced by Senator Leibla, an act relating to the duty of scrap metal operators to obtain certificates of title for certain inoperable motor vehicles. Senate Bill 595, introduced by Senator Walsh, an act relating to elementary and secondary education. Senate Bill number 596, introduced by Senator Holzman, relating to the regulation of auto cycles. Senate Bill 597, introduced by Senator Holzman, an act relating to the duty of scrap metal operators to obtain certificates of title for certain inoperable motor vehicles. Senate Bill 598, introduced by Senator Holzman, an act relating to the renewable energy standard. Senate Bill 599, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to automated license plate reader systems. Senate Bill 600, introduced by Senator Sater, relating to Gold Star license plates. Senate Bill number 601, introduced by Senator Holzman, an act relating to an income tax deduction for energy efficiency projects. Senate Bill number 602, introduced by Senator Holzman, an act relating to energy efficiency improvements to certain state buildings. Senate Bill 603, introduced by Senator Holzman, an act relating to school protection officers. Senate Bill 604, introduced by Senator Holzman, an act relating to the operation of motorcycles and motor tricycles. Senate Bill 605, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to references to higher education statutes that were previously repealed. Senate Bill 606, introduced by Senator Dixon, relating to prepaid legal services plans. Senate Bill 607, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to a sales tax for public safety. Senate Bill 608, introduced by Senator Holzman, an act relating to law enforcement agency investigations. Senate Bill number 609, introduced by Senator Roop, an act relating to providing certain insurance documents through electronic means. Senate Bill 610, introduced by Senator Roop, an act relating to commercial exterior contractors. Senate Bill 611, introduced by Senator Schaaf, an act relating to hospital liens. Senate Bill 612, introduced by Senator Schaaf, an act relating to non-resident entertainer income taxes. Senate Bill 613, introduced by Senator Nieves, an act relating to firearms. Senate Bill 614, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to judicial personnel. Senate Bill 615, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to court costs. Senate Bill 616, introduced by Senator Nasheed, an act relating to school operations. Senate Bill 617, introduced by Senator Roop, an act relating to the regulation of insurance. Senate Bill 618, introduced by Senator Nieves, an act relating to prohibitions on certain policies that infringe on private property rights. Senate Bill 619, introduced by Senator Nieves, an act relating to the laws of other countries. Senate Bill 620, introduced by Senator Nieves, an act relating to the preferential use of the Capitol complex by private entities. Senate Bill 621, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to administration of justice. Senate Bill 622, introduced by Senator Nieves, an act relating to state enforcement of certain federal laws. Senate Bill 623, introduced by Senator Nieves, an act relating to elections. Senate Bill 624, introduced by Senator Lavoda, an act relating to school accreditation. Senate Bill 625, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to controlled substances. Senate Bill 626, introduced by Senator Lavoda, an act relating to year-round educational programs for school districts. Senate Bill 627, introduced by Senator Lavoda, an act relating to campaign contribution limits. Senate Bill 628, introduced by Senator Schaaf, an act relating to the transfer of property by the governing bodies of certain public institutions of higher education, Senate Bill 629, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to ethics, Senate Bill 630, introduced by Senator Wallingford, an act relating to the process of establishing candidate names on ballots, Senate Bill 631, introduced by Senator Wallingford, an act relating to military and overseas voter registration, Senate Bill 632, introduced by Senator Parson, an act relating to county building codes, Senate Bill 633, introduced by Senator Parson, an act relating to tax incentives for data storage centers, Senate Bill 634, introduced by Senator Parson, an act relating to title insurance, Senate Bill 635, introduced by Senator Sylvie, an act relating to incentives for interstate business relocation, Senate Bill 636, introduced by Senator Lavota, an act relating to criminal case surcharges for counties or cities with domestic violence shelters, Senate Bill 637, introduced by Senator Roop, an act relating to charter schools, Senate Bill 638, introduced by Senator Romine, an act relating to tax credits for contributions to pregnancy resource centers, Senate Bill 639, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to mammography reports containing information regarding breast density, Senate Bill 640, introduced by Senator Emery, an act relating to electronic monitoring of persons who have been charged with or found guilty of violating protection orders, Senate Bill 641, introduced by Senator Emery, an act relating to controlled substances, Senate Bill 642, introduced by Senator Romine, an act relating to surface mining, Senate Bill 643, introduced by Senator Roop, an act relating to the publishing of Missouri statutes, Senate Bill 644, introduced by Senator Lavota, an act relating to the preparation of fiscal notes by the Oversight Division of the Committees on Legislative Research. Senate Bill 645, introduced by Senator Lavota, an act relating to the Division of Professional Registration. Senate Bill 646, introduced by Senator Lavota, an act relating to the licensure of animal care facilities. Senate Bill 647, introduced by Senator Sifton, an act relating to a tax credit for donations to food pantries. Senate Bill 648, introduced by Senator Lavota, an act relating to the Real Estate Appraisers Commission. Senate Bill 649, introduced by Senator Lager, an act relating to right-of-way of political subdivisions. Senate Bill 650, introduced by Senator Lager, an act relating to wireless communication infrastructure deployment. Senate Bill 651, introduced by Senator Lager, an act relating to communication services. Senate Bill 652, introduced by Senator Lager, an act relating to utility access to railroad right-of-way. Senate Bill 653, introduced by Senator Lager, an act relating to municipal utility poles. Senate Bill 654, introduced by Senator Kevney, an act relating to the mediation of trust provisions. Senate Bill 655, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to who may lawfully occupy rental property. Senate Bill 656, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to training requirements for concealed carry permit. Senate Bill 657, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to special education due process hearings. Senate Bill 658, introduced by Senator Wallingford, an act relating to alternatives to abortion agencies. Senate Bill 659, introduced by Senator Wallingford, an act relating to advanced practice registered nursing. Senate Bill 660, introduced by Senator Wallingford, an act relating to public funding for family planning. Senate Bill 661, introduced by Senator Lavota, an act relating to Missouri Health Net Services. Senate Bill 662, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to notice of sales tax modifications. Senate Bill 663, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to oral chemotherapy parity. Senate Bill 664, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to water quality standards. Senate Bill 665, introduced by Senator Lavota, an act relating to illegal conduct involving prescription medications.
Senator from Newton. Oh, sorry.
Senate Joint Resolutions. Senate Joint Resolution number 25, introduced by Senator Lauger, a joint resolution relating to non-economic damage awards in civil cases. Senate Joint Resolution 26, introduced by Senator Lauger, a joint resolution relating to the Common Sense obligation to provide accountability and Spending Stabilization Act. Senate Joint Resolution 27, introduced by Senator Schaaf, joint resolution relating to government access of electronic data. Senate Joint Resolution 28, introduced by Senate Munslinger, joint resolution relating to the right to hunt and fish. Senate Joint Resolution 29, introduced by Senator Munslinger, joint resolution relating to the Conservation Commission. Senate Joint Resolution number 30, introduced by Senator Dixon, joint resolution relating to gubernatorial appointments. Senate Joint Resolution 31, introduced by Senator Krause, joint resolution relating to voter photo identification. Senate Joint Resolution 32, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, joint resolution relating to the Commissioner of Education. Senate Joint Resolution 33, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, joint resolution relating to the City and County of St. Louis. Senate Joint Resolution 34, introduced by Senator Emery, joint resolution relating to impeachment trials. Senate Joint Resolution number 35, introduced by Senator Nasheed, joint resolution relating to term limits. Senate Joint Resolution number 36, introduced by Senator Schaefer, joint resolution relating to the right of Missouri citizens to keep and bear arms. Senate Joint Resolution 37, introduced by Senator Dixon, joint resolution relating to the appointment of judges to the Reappointment Commission. Senate Joint Resolution 38, introduced by Senator Nieves, joint resolution relating to state sovereignty. Senate Joint Resolution number 39, introduced by Senator Dixon, joint resolution relating to legislative redistricting.
Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, I object to the Senate go to order of business of introduction of Senate bills.
Introduction of Senate bills. Senator from the 15th, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills.
Please send them forward. Secretary, please read the bills.
Senate Bill number 666, an act relating to a tax credit for residential real property owners.
Senator from 15.
Read the next bill.
Senate Bill number 667, introduced by Senator Schmidt, an act relating to gubernatorial appointments.
Senator from Clay was next seeking recognition.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send it forward. Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 668, introduced by Senator Silvey, an act relating to oral chemotherapy parity.
Senator?
No explanation, Mr. President.
Senator from Buchanan?
President, I have a bill.
Please send it forward. Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 669, introduced by Senator Schaaf, an act relating to the designation of the official state exercise.
Senator from Barry, please send them forward. Please, Secretary, please read the bills. Please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 670, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to scrap metal.
Senator? Please, Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 671, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to livestock activities.
Senator from here. Introduction of bills. Senator from Polk. Please send it forward. Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 672, introduced by Senator Parson, an act relating to county prosecutors.
Senator? Okay. Senator from Cole.
Introduced to the Secretary of the Senate.
Please send it forward. Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill 673, introduced by Senator Kehoe and Senator Wallingford, an act relating to employment security.
Senator from Colt. Secretary, please read the next bill.
Senate Bill number 674, introduced by Senator Kehoe, an act relating to contracts for the sale of certain items at events held in state-owned buildings.
Senator from Cole. Secretary, please read the next bill.
Senate Bill number 675, introduced by Senator Kehoe, an act relating to the Missouri Local Government Employees Retirement System.
Senator from Cole. Senator, would you please come up to the dais and see the Secretary, adhering to all the Senate rules? Thank you. Further introduction of bills. Please read the ones at the dais. Secretary, please read the bills that have been brought forward to the dais.
Senate Bill number 676, introduced by Senator Curls, an act relating to foreclosure notice to tenants.
Please read the next bill.
Senate Bill number 677, introduced by Senator Curls, an act relating to contracts for deeds. Senate Bill number 678, introduced by Senator Curls, an act relating to lead licensing. Senate Bill number 679, introduced by Senator Curls, an act relating to child support. Senate Bill number 680, introduced by Senator Curls, an act relating to eligibility for food stamps. Senate Bill 681, introduced by Senator Curls, an act relating to the duties of the Board of Probation and Parole. Senate Bill number 682, introduced by Senator Curls, an act relating to sentences under dual jurisdiction. Senate Bill number 683, introduced by Senator Curls, an act relating to
the creation of a crime. Right here.
Creation of a crime. Senate Bill number 684, introduced by Senator Curls, an act relating to creation of Show Me Small Business Districts.
This is a joint resolution.
Excuse me.
Senate Joint Resolution.
It's number 40, introduced by Senator Curls, an act relating to creation of Show Me Small Business Districts. Senate Joint Resolution number 41, introduced by Senator Curls, a joint resolution relating to the Budget Reserve Fund.
Further introduction of bills. Hearing none, Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, objection. The Senate will go to order of business of messages from the House.
Messages from the House. Do we have messages from the House? We do.
Mr. President, I'm in...
Please read the message from the House. I'm sure that's what the Senator from Newton would like us to do.
Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted House Resolution Number 1, respectfully submitted, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk. House Resolution Number 1, be it resolved that the Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives of the 97th General Assembly, Second Regular Session, inform the Senate that the House is duly convened and is now in session, ready for consideration of business. Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted House Resolution 2, respectfully submitted, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk. House Resolution Number 2, be it resolved that the message be sent to the Governor of the State of Missouri to inform His Excellency that the House of Representatives and the Senate of the 97th General Assembly, Second Regular Session of the State of Missouri, are now regularly organized and ready for business, and to receive any message or communication that His Excellency may desire to submit, and that the Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives be directed to inform the Senate of the adoption of this resolution. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted House Concurrent Resolution 1, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Respectfully submitted, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk. House Concurrent Resolution Number 1, be it resolved by the House of Representatives of the 97th General Assembly, Second Regular Session of the State of Missouri, the Senate concurring therein, that the House of Representatives and the Senate convene in joint session in the Hall of the House of Representatives at 7 p.m. Tuesday, January 21st, 2014, to receive a message from His Excellency, the Honorable Jeremiah W. J. Nixon, Governor of the State of Missouri, and be it further resolved that a committee of 10 from the House be appointed by the Speaker to act with a committee of 10 from the Senate, appointed by the President pro tem, to wait upon the Governor of the State of Missouri and inform His Excellency that the House of Representatives and Senate of the 97th General Assembly, Second Regular Session, are now organized and ready for business to receive any message or communication that His Excellency may desire to submit, and that the Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives be directed to inform the Senate of the adoption of this resolution. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted House Concurrent Resolution Number 2, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested, respectfully submitted, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk. House Concurrent Resolution Number 2, be it resolved by the House of Representatives of the 97th General Assembly, Second Regular Session of the State of Missouri, the Senate concurring therein, that the House of Representatives and the Senate convene in joint session in the Hall of the House of Representatives at 10:30 a.m. Wednesday, January 22, 2014, to receive a message from the Honorable Mary R. Russell, Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of the State of Missouri, and be it further resolved that a committee of 10 from the House be appointed by the Speaker to act with a committee of 10 from the Senate, appointed by the President pro tem, to wait upon the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of the State of Missouri and inform Her Honor that the House of Representatives and the Senate of the 97th General Assembly, Second Regular Session, are now organized and ready for business, and to receive any message or communication that Her Honor may desire to submit, and that the Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives be directed to inform the Senate of the adoption of this resolution.
Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, would you ask the Secretary if any of the business coming before the body?
Do you care to call concurrent resolutions?
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to order of business of concurrent resolutions.
Concurrent resolutions. Senator from Cape.
President, I have a concurrent resolution.
Please send it forward. Do you care to explain your resolution, Senator?
Mr. President, I chaired the Joint Committee on Solid Waste Management Districts. The committee filed its report last month, and in that report, it requires the committee to remain active for the rest of this year to fulfill some of those recommendations within the report.
Thank you, Senator. It shall be printed in the journal. Senator from the 15th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would ask for unanimous consent to introduce a special guest.
Hearing no objection, Senator, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Off to your right and my left is a constituent of mine from Baldwin, Adam Bone. He is known as Adam Bad to the Bone in my parts, and he is very active in the community, and I would like for my colleagues that are here in the chamber to make him feel welcome as he joins us today in the Senate.
Would the guests of the Senator from the 15th please rise? And Senators, please welcome the guests of the Senator from the 15th here to the Senate chamber. We are on concurrent resolutions. Hearing none, Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Objection. The Senate will go to order of business of announcements.
Announcements. Senator from Cole.
Mr. President, thank you, Mr. President. I have an announcement.
Proceed.
As most of you know and have gotten an invite, hopefully, in your offices, tonight is the Taste of Jefferson City. The Jefferson City Area Chamber of Commerce puts this on down at Capitol Plaza. It's been going on for several years. Back when I was with the chamber, we had it, so I know it's been going on a long time. There's no need to RSVP. All the Senate and their staffs are welcome. You will taste and get to experience some of the finer food and beverage items that Jefferson City has to offer. It is the Chamber of Commerce and our community's way of saying thank you to the elected officials who will make this a part-time home for the next 5 months and all of their staff. It's from 5 to 7 tonight, and we sure do hope that everyone in the chamber, as well as the folks listening in their offices, will try to stop by and experience a taste of Jefferson City. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further announcements? Hearing none, Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business come before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Newton. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, say no. The ayes have it. Senate will stand adjourned under the rules.